And we're back here on Alaska HomeWise, brought to you by the Cold Climate Housing Research Center and the UAF Cooperative Extension Service. We're speaking with Andrea Biller of Interior Alaska Green Star. She's telling us about recycling in the Fairbanks area. There's a lot of other things that people can recycle too, like batteries and appliances and stuff like that. Tell me about just a few of the other things that we haven't mentioned yet, or anything else you can think of.
One of the things is books. You can reuse your old books that you don't want to read anymore. Take them either to the Fairbanks Literacy Council or take them to Gulliver's Books. Gulliver's will give you credit to buy other used books. Household items you can also take to FRA Closet Collections or have them pick them up. Habitat for Humanity is another good reuse organization in town. They'll accept your good quality building materials like doors or cabinets or anything that you can use to build a house, or good condition appliances. And they'll take them and sell them in their ReStore and use it for their projects. And then the Solid Waste Department also does, for the borough here, does a lot of other recycling and safely disposing of things. They will recycle your appliances, your cars, your car batteries, and they'll take your hazardous household wastes like paints, antifreezes, fuels, and so forth, and either recycle them or safely dispose of them, whichever is appropriate.
Andrea, what are some tips for things people can do around their home if they want to start recycling?
Well, the first tip I would say is start small so you can form this new habit without getting overwhelmed. You don't want to start out saying, I'm going to recycle everything that can possibly be recycled, because you'll probably just, you know, get overwhelmed, like I said, and just maybe end up dropping it before you even start. So I would start maybe with one or two items. Paper, again, is a good place to start because we make a lot of it and it's easily recycled here in town. So then once you've kind of made the habit, you can expand out into recycling more things, recycling cans and bottles and things, but start small and then grow from there. Decide what you're going to recycle and where you're going to take it, so you have a list of all those options. Pick out what's most convenient for you and what will fit into your schedule, because, you know, we don't have a recycling center, a one-stop place where you can take everything. So it does take a little bit more work and a little bit more driving around and coordination. So you have to make that effort and just figure out which places are going to make the most sense for you. You want to come up with a system for your recycling that will be easy and usable for everyone in your household. So educate your family and make sure everyone is on board with the recycling plan so that everyone participates, because you don't want to be the only one in the house and everyone else is just throwing everything away. You want to make it work for everyone. And create a specific area in your house for sorting and storing all your recyclables until you're ready to take them. So keep, you know, find a system to organize it, keep it neat, and make it fit into your house, and make it work for your lifestyle. And then you're going to have to make the commitment, like I said, to deliver your recycling regularly. You're going to have to make that effort and stay consistent and do it on a regular basis and take that effort to drive it around to all the places that it needs to be. So just try and set a schedule or combine it with other errands like your, you know, regular trips to the transfer station. Find a way to make it work so that you can keep it up and it doesn't become a burden, and it just kind of fits in with what you're doing and becomes a natural habit.
Now, what about my business? I assume that's a lot of the same tips kind of apply here.
Yeah, you can use a lot of the same tips to get started. Just replace family with coworkers and kind of do the same thing. Again, starting with paper would be probably have the most impact, especially in office settings, so that's a good place to start. Get recycling containers and place them next to the trash bins in your business or wherever you generate those recyclables that you want to recycle, whether it's the break room for recycling cans or whatever makes sense for your business. And you're going to have to organize a schedule or somehow share the responsibility within your business, again, of taking those recyclables to be recycled, because we don't have the luxury of having a, you know, a pickup system, somebody to come by and pick them up for us. We're going to have to make that effort. So you'll have to do the same thing with your business. But otherwise, you know, just getting started and making a plan and trying to get everyone to stick with it can be a challenge, but it can be done.
Okay, well, where can people go if they want more information about recycling here in the interior of Alaska?
Well, Interior Alaska Green Star maintains a resource sheet with a lot of the recycling options that we've talked about here, and even a few more. You can go to our website at www.iagreenstar.org, click on Resources, and then click Recycling Options, and there's a PDF document that you can download and save and put on your refrigerator and always have a resource and a reminder of where you can take things in town.
And besides recycling myself, maybe I'm already involved in the recycling effort, but how can I get involved in the recycling field in general? What can I do?
Well, there's lots of things you can do here. You can volunteer at a recycling center or a recycling event. The Fairbanks Rescue Mission always needs volunteers, and we have other recycling events that you can participate in. You can attend the upcoming Fairbanks North Star Borough Recycling Commission meetings. Those will be at the Borough Building, and you can look for those advertised meetings. And you can support local efforts and ordinances to increase recycling opportunities here in the interior when they arise. And also an important thing is you can buy recycled products, because the more demand there is for recycled goods, the more market there will be for recyclable materials, and the easier it will be for all of us to recycle. So look for recycled products when you're shopping. Especially paper is easy to find recycled products, and think about that when you're making purchases.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention at all?
Well, Interior Alaska Green Star will be holding our next recycling roundup on May 22nd this spring from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Tanana Valley Fairgrounds. We did it last year, and this will be our second year. And once again, many organizations that we've talked about today will be there to collect many of the items mentioned. So far, we will definitely be collecting mixed paper, cardboard, newspaper, aluminum, edible food for the food bank, clothing, appliances, building materials, and the borough will be collecting hazardous waste. So you can start saving up all those items now and be ready to recycle them when you do your spring cleaning in May. And we'll still be adding more items to the list, so watch our website or look for more information on that.
Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you, Ty.
That's all for this week's edition of Alaska HomeWise. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.
If you want to submit a question to Alaska HomeWise, email us at akhomewise@cchrc.org. We'll try and get your question answered on the air. For more information on HomeWise, including a schedule of upcoming shows, visit the UAF Cooperative Extension Service website at www.uaf.edu/CES or the Cold Climate Housing Research Center at cchrc.org. Save energy, save money, become HomeWise.